County's Bicentennial Committee presents the Bicentennial Journal, stories celebrating the rich history of Monroe County.
This is our Monroe County story. My name is Gladys Devane.
And I'm Elizabeth Mitchell.
Among the many African Americans headed north after the Civil War in search of a better life was a little girl named Martha Susan Pierce, known to us as Mattie Jacobs Fuller. She crossed the Ohio River from Kentucky with her parents and seven siblings around 1867.
I remember hearing music as we crossed the river. It was coming from a banjo. An old man sat there and just kept plucking on that banjo, making the happiest music I ever heard. It made me feel real good all over. Folks were smiling and nodding just like they knowed you. I believe that's when I fell in love with music. Ain't it funny the things you remember? I was only 6 years old when we crossed that river. Mama died of a heart attack soon after we got to Bloomington. Papa couldn't take care of all of us, but I was blessed because Dr. and Miss Durant took me in. I was bound out to them. That mean I worked for them for food and a place to stay. Miss Durant was good to me. She paid for me to go down to Louisville and take a course in hairdressing, where I learned to make skin lotion and vanishing cream. I had one of the first beauty shops in Bloomington. Folks would come to my beauty shop, and I'd fix them up real pretty. And the ones that couldn't come, I'd go to them. I made a pretty good living, and I created quite a name for myself. Miss Durant also paid for me to have music lessons with the best teacher in Bloomington. That's right, music lessons. I took to the piano right quick, and I could sing, too. Folks used to go out of their way to tell me, "Mattie, you got such a beautiful voice." They loved to hear me sing. So I bought a little folding organ and set that organ up right out there on the courthouse square in downtown Bloomington. And I put out my loving cup. I played and the people coming by would stop and listen. Honey, I played and they paid. And every penny I give to my church, Bethel AME, you know, right there on the corner of 7th and Rogers, I paid for the lot that church sitting on. My loving cup was given to me by the people of my church in appreciation for the money I raised. I raised $13,000. I was also the first colored person in Monroe County to get a telephone. Back then, it was something to have your own telephone. They wrote about me in the paper, you know, in the section called Among the Colored. They'd say things like, "Mattie Jacobs is the first colored to get her own telephone." Or they'd say, "Mattie Jacobs sang at the 56th anniversary for Wim Arnold. She sang beautiful." They even wrote about my marriage. The surprise in high-colored society of today is the news that Mattie Jacobs was united in marriage to Levi B. Fuller. The mayor tied the nuptial knot good and hard. But honey, let me tell you, he didn't tie that knot hard enough, because the marriage didn't last but a split second. There was even times that I'd write to the paper so that the people back home would know that I was having a good time. The paper would report, "Mattie Jacobs Fuller writes to the telephone that she's having a good time at Bethany Park." You know, I think that made some of them just a little jealous. I can truly say God's been good to me. I come here with nothing, and I made a decent life for myself. Now, don't get me wrong. I had my share of ups and downs, and life wasn't always easy in this town for folks like me. But I made a pretty good life for myself here, and I raised a lot of money for my church. My first love is God, and my second love is music.
Mattie Jacobs Fuller, born around 1860, died 1940. A lifelong resident of Bloomington, a woman devoted to God, and dedicated to making music that gave him praise. A woman of determination, a woman of character, a woman of resilience.
Join us next week for another edition of the Monroe County Bicentennial Journal.